Beautiful. We're recording. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Become a Referral Magnet in 30 Days or Less. My name is Joanna Lindenbaum, and I am just thrilled to be here with you for the next 6 hours to train you on how to attract quality referrals so that you can bring in more ideal, more interested clients and customers into your offerings, and to do it as soon as possible. And for those of you who don't know me well yet, I support entrepreneurs whose work and products are really about healing the world and making a difference in the world. And I help them to grow their businesses by teaching and coaching on powerful, soul-centered marketing techniques. Techniques that aren't icky or salesy, but truly authentic. And what makes the work that I do unique is that I believe it's not just the concrete outer marketing and systems that create a successful business and a happy person, but it's a combination of that with deep inner work. Because as I always like to say, you can have the best marketing plan in the world, but if you have a fear of success or a fear of charging your worth, or if you're scared that you're not able to manage your time, or if you're scared of criticism, that really great, elegant marketing plan, it just ain't going to work. So alongside the business strategies that I teach, what I also do is help entrepreneurs learn how to really value yourself and hold your work more deeply, and truly how to hold yourself and your work as sacred. Because once you can do that, once you really value what you do, then all of the marketing and business building comes much, much easier. And in my 10 years as a coach, I've supported literally thousands of women in every stage of their business, from pre-launch, just for that moment when your business was just a little idea in your head, to breaking six-figure incomes and beyond. So I want to tell you a little bit about why I created the day today, why I created Become a Referral Magnet. I created this workshop and this training because I've personally met hundreds, if not even thousands, of women who are so incredibly good at what they do. Their work is absolutely amazing. Yet they're either struggling to bring clients into their work and to meet their income goals, or they're bringing lots of clients and customers into their offerings, but they're overworking big time. They're taking lots and lots and lots of actions that drain a lot of their energy and time, leaving them feeling unexcited about the time they actually spend with their clients. And no matter what side of that coin you fall on, the truth is that you end up feeling like you're the best kept secret in your field, with a sense that there's a much easier way to attract clients to your offerings, and a frustration about the current strategies that you're using. And I know from personal experience how painful or frustrating it can be when you're not creating what you want in your business. I was definitely there myself, and I've moved to the other side of it. And I know that you can too, and that's where Become a Referral Magnet comes in. So I want to tell you a little bit about my own story when it comes to referrals. Over the last couple of years, as my business has grown to be a multiple six-figure business, I've come to see that over 60% of my business has come easily and seamlessly from referrals. That's over 200 clients and over $700,000 in income that have come from referral generation alone. I honestly hadn't even realized that these kinds of numbers and these kinds of results in terms of referrals were out of the norm until the last few years, when colleagues and mentors have begun to point out to me how unique it is to be able to generate referrals as massively and quickly and easily as I have been able to do. And as I began to really look at this more, I came to realize that teaching the art of referral generation is just not something that's offered out in the world at all. These days, there's so much talk about online marketing strategies and social media that unfortunately way too many entrepreneurs out there have come to believe that the only way you can build your business is through online marketing strategies. So those online marketing strategies are like the big in thing right now. Lots of people out there are telling you that you can make millions from social media and Facebook alone. And the truth is that you can. Online marketing strategies are very powerful, and I use them in my business myself, and I teach them to my clients. But those online strategies are also time-consuming, and they take time to learn, and they also take time to come to fruition. It's a long cycle, oftentimes, with the online strategies to go from the strategy itself to the client. And it can also be costly. It's not that you shouldn't use online marketing strategies. It's just that before you spend time and money on them, there are other activities and other marketing strategies like referral generation that will move you forward much more quickly. And that's why we're here today. So why do referrals move you forward quickly? Why are they so powerful? It's because referrals are about personal recommendations. When someone makes a referral, you trust that because you know that person in one way or another. You know the person making the referral, and if they have a high opinion of a certain product or service or offering, you're much more likely to trust that. These days, we are inundated with so many advertisements and so much wherever we look, online and off, there's so much of it that it's really special when somebody that you know and trust says, hey, you know, I really recommend this person or this service or this product. We're much more likely to open our ears up and listen to that recommendation. And because of that, when a referral is made to you as a business owner, you're likely to see a much quicker sales process. And that's because they need to be pre-qualified less. The prospect needs less pre-qualifying. They've already heard from somebody that they trust that you and your work are incredible, and so they're already much more interested. And the other nice thing about having a prospect come to you that's already pre-qualified, that's somebody from somebody that knows you or your work in some way, is that they're much more likely to be an ideal client for you. They've actually been a little bit pre-qualified for you. So you're wasting less time seeing if this person is really right for you and your work and your offerings. So, as I said, I'm thrilled that you're here today, and it says a lot that you're here, that you've carved out a full day for your business growth and for your own personal development. It says that you're committed to using your brilliance to create change and healing in the world and also earn a good living. And it says that you're ready to take your work and your business to the next level and really be seen by more people that need to hear about you and about your message. being here today says that you're willing to leave behind your clients for the day, the to-do list for the day, to leave behind the dishes and the sink and the kids, and to break the pattern and really be willing to devote a full day to working on your business. And to see your business with more perspective and to plan more effectively. And in my opinion, all of this is what separates those who are successful from those who aren't. Really taking the time to work on your business. And that's why I'm so excited to be here with all of you. I want to tell you a little bit about how the day is going to work today and just give you an overview, and then we're going to jump right into module one. So first of all, today's entire experience is a combination of training, get it done time, and Q&A coaching time. So what that means is that we're going to be doing a lot of training. I'm going to be giving you a lot of information and a lot of content. You're going to want to be taking a lot of notes. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty and nuts and bolts of a lot of aspects of referral generation. It's also going to be a get-it-done day, which means that it's not going to be a full 6 hours of training, but I'm going to give you chunks of information, and I'm going to give you assignments, and then we're going to take breaks from being on this bridge line so that you can actually go and get the work done. Part of my intention is that by the end of the day today, you are going to have a full referral campaign ready and set to go that's personalized for you and your business and your ideal clients. I don't love to just give a lot of content and information and then leave you to say, you know, for all of that content and that information to be in your notebook where it gathers dust and then you don't really do anything with it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited for this day, because you're going to actually have time to implement and execute and then ask questions on it. And then, of course, the other part of the day is the Q&A coaching time. So I am going to be here and available to you towards the end of each module or kind of each training section for questions. I love Q&A. So much learning happens in a group when questions are asked, so I really want to encourage you as we move through the training, write down what your questions are, and you're going to have plenty of opportunities throughout this day to ask questions. We're not going to take a formal lunch break today, and that's because there are so many people from different time zones that are participating that I just couldn't figure out the right time to take a formal lunch break. So I'm going to just leave it up to each woman on the line. It's just your responsibility, you know, to make sure that you eat lunch, to snack, to take care of yourself throughout the day. I also just want to let you know that our last stretch of the day, we're going to be on the phone for a while. So the last stretch of the training is going to be from 3 to 5 p.m. Without a break. So just know that for yourself. You will receive later in the day via email templates and worksheets that you're going to want to have and use to work with the homework that I give you. I'll let you know when that's coming that you want to just check your email for that. So I want to give you an overview of what we're actually going to be looking at and learning and moving through today. We're going to start with module one, which is cultivating the referral magnet mindset. We're going to be moving into that in a couple of minutes. And this is really important. It's important to start the day with looking at this and cultivating the referral the referral magnet mindset is all about preparing yourself internally to both understand how and why people give and make referrals and listen to referrals. We've already begun to look at that a little bit today. And then for you to also prepare yourself on the inner level to feel fully confident to ask for referrals and follow through on them. So we're going to be looking at that first, and then we're going to move into the second module of the day. And actually, the second and third modules of the day are really going to be, this is going to be the big get it done chunks for the day. We're going to create a referral campaign, and for each one of you, it's going to be different, and it's going to be personalized to what your needs are, what your business needs are, what your client needs are, and who your community is. So we're going to get really deep into the nuts and bolts of creating and executing a really successful referral campaign. We're going to be looking at also how to follow up on that campaign, just all of it. And then the last part of the day, we're going to be looking at how to create a referral environment in your business. So the information and the work that you're going to do around the referral campaign is a great start. And it's also that process, just so you know, is one that's repeatable. You can repeat it a couple times a year. So what I'm going to teach you is a repeatable process. You can just do it a couple times a year in your business. But from there, beyond the referral campaign, what we're going to look at for the fourth module of the day is what are the changes and tweaks that you can make in your business to literally make it a referral magnet even when you're not actively executing a referral campaign, even when you're not actively asking for referrals? How can you create a business that just naturally and organically has a referral environment to it so that the people in your community really are just thinking to refer others to you, whether you're making the invitation or not? So that's what we're going to be looking at today. And we're really going to be covering so much. And since we have a limited amount of time together today, I'm going to give you everything that I can in the time that we have to set a really strong foundation for you and to really, really get you going. But from experience, I can tell you that there are going to be some topics that you're going to want to dive deeper into, and we just won't have the time today. There are also going to be topics that you're going to want to cover that we won't be able to cover today. But they're topics that I can help you with, and we will be able to cover them at another time. So along the way today, as we journey through the next 6 hours or so, I'm going to show you how you can get more on each subject that we cover through one of the resources that I offer. And then towards the end of the day, I'll share with you how you can receive that resource if you feel inspired and you're wanting more. Okay, beautiful. So let's move right in to the referral magnet mindset. And I want to talk about why people make referrals. In order to really cultivate the referral magnet mindset and in order to really master the art of referral generation, you want to understand why folks make referrals. And there are three main reasons why people make referrals, but truly they all have the same purpose at their core. I'm going to share them with you. But before I do, I want to dispel a common notion about why people make referrals. People do not make referrals in order to earn money or a referral fee. That is not the incentive for someone to recommend someone else or another company or another service. It's nice it's, and we'll talk about this later in the day, you know, it's nice to receive some kind of gift or some kind of referral fee, but that is not a major motivator for someone to make a referral. It actually couldn't be farther from the real reason why people make referrals. And at the core, the reason why folks make referrals is because they want to be of service. Human beings naturally want to be of service, and they want to help. We want to help other people. It's just part of human nature. We get pleasure from offering help and from knowing that we can be called upon as a source of reliable information. So whenever somebody that you know, someone that's part of your community, makes a referral to you, know that that person is making the referral because they want to be of service. They want to help. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, which is very much related, is that people enjoy connecting with other people. And making a good referral is an opportunity to connect. And, you know, just think about it. If you're walking down the street and somebody comes and asks you for directions, for example, unless you're in a huge rush and you don't have time to give them directions, you welcome the opportunity to connect with another human being. Again, it's how we're wired. Just like we're wired to want to be of service and to help others, we're wired to want to connect with others. Connecting with others is part and parcel of making referrals. The other reason that is a big motivator for someone to make a referral to you is because when you make a good referral, when you make a referral that you sense is really going to help someone, it builds your own credit. It builds your own reputation. You become known as a source of really good information, and that makes people feel good. And not only that, but many times it helps them professionally, right? So that's another reason, is that it helps you, when you make a referral, it helps you build credit in your community. So again, all of these three reasons of why people really refer, because they want to be of service and they want to help, because they want to connect with others, and because they want to build credit for themselves in their community, they're all related to this core issue of we get pleasure from offering help to others. So I want you to just take a moment for yourself right now and just ask yourself, when is a time that you yourself you've made a referral to someone? You've gotten in touch with a friend or a colleague and you've said, hey, you know, I really want you to check out this service, or I really want you to check out this product. I think it would be so great for you. So think about a time when you yourself have made a referral, and I want you to answer this question for yourself. Why have you made that referral? What was your motivation for making that referral? And take a moment to jot that down. The reason I'm asking you this question is because the folks that you're going to reach out to ask to make referrals for you, they're probably similar to you in one way or another. And the more that you can connect in with your own motivations for making referrals, the more that's going to help you invite others to make referrals to you. So now that we've looked at why people refer, I want us to go deeper into cultivating the referral magnet mindset, into really preparing yourself emotionally to feel super confident and ready to ask powerfully for referrals. And one of the biggest blocks that I have seen to really becoming a referral magnet is related to the fear of asking for referrals. On lots of different levels out there, you're in one level or another, you're scared to ask for a referral, even if you're super confident. So no matter who you are, no matter where your business is at, no matter even if you've been successful in bringing in referrals before, what I've noticed is there you really, in one way or another, there's still always a fear. And even when I teach my own clients an extensive process around how to ask prospects for business, and my clients really learn how to ask for business confidently and effectively, and then they have really powerful enrollment conversations. Even with all of that growth, I notice for a lot of them, there's still a hesitance to ask for referrals, even if they're bringing in business very successfully in a lot of other ways. It's almost like a whole other type of block comes up when you're asking others to spread the word about you as opposed to you just calling in clients directly. And that can happen even when you've become confident and proficient at speaking to prospects. So in my opinion, fears are truly the number one factor that can get in your way of success at any level. And the reason why this happens is because most of the time you're either not aware of your fears, or maybe you're aware of them but you simply try to run away from them or pretend like they're not there or sweep them under the rug, or you make them so big that they completely overtake you and cause you anxiety. And none of these solutions, whether you're ignoring the fears or you're making them so big that they just completely take over, none of these solutions really work to truly help you move past your fears. So the more that you either ignore your fears or fight against your fears, and I'm sure you've all noticed this for yourself in one way or another, the more that you ignore fears or fight against them, the stronger they become. So we don't want to do that, not when it comes to referrals or anything else. And instead, what we want to do is befriend your fears. You want to actually make friends with the fears around referral generation. You want to get to know them. You want to become aware of them. You want to see how they work. And by being able to do that, by being able to really see and understand what's happening with the fears or the blocks around referral generation, then from there, you literally take it out of your blind spot. When you see it fully, that's when you can move past it. And I believe that it's so important that you work with your fears, that in all of the work that I do with my clients, particularly in the Your Sacred Business program, we go through an extensive process to learn how to really befriend your fears. We don't have time to really do all of it today, but I want to take you through a shortened version of it today so that you can really get clear on what might be going on for you when it comes for referrals. And I heard from a lot of you in your homework assignment that you sent me, your pre-homework assignment, that the fear around referrals is big. So what I want to share with you is some common fears that I have really come across and heard, some of which I have felt myself at times, when it comes to asking others to make referrals for you. So I want to share with you some of those common fears and some of the beliefs behind them. And take notes. I want you to sort of see which ones resonate for you here. So common fear number one when it comes to asking for referrals is the fear that you're asking too much of this person. I'm just too much. I'm asking too much by inviting them to make a referral to me. I'm putting too much on this person. And oftentimes the belief behind that fear is like I'm too needy, right? Being too needy here. I'm asking too much. Another common fear that can really block you from powerfully asking for referrals is this person is going to be so angered or annoyed that I'm asking them for something, right? You're scared that the person that you ask for the referral is going to get angry at you or annoyed at you. And sometimes the belief behind something like that is I just can't get supported. No matter what I do, I can't get supported. By me asking for support, it's going to anger or annoy other people. Another common fear and belief that can really stand in your way of really powerfully and successfully asking for referrals, and this one is a biggie, is this person that I'm going to be asking for a referral doesn't actually value my work enough to want to share it with others. So my work really isn't good enough or it's not being valued enough for this person to want to share it with others. And the belief behind that fear is something like I'm not good enough, right? Or my work isn't good enough. Or nobody believes that my work is good enough. Another fear that can stand in your way or block that can stand in your way of referrals is the fear, the belief that, well, maybe this person will share my work with other people, but by doing so, it's going to ruin her reputation because my work actually isn't that good, or maybe, you know, whoever she sends my way, they're just not really going to get what they want, and then I'm going to ruin this person's reputation because she referred me. And, you know, the belief behind that fear is often I'm a fraud or I just can't live up to other people's expectations. Here's another biggie that comes up. This person, if I ask this person for a referral, they're going to think that I'm desperate and that my business isn't doing well. In other words, they're going to think I'm a failure if I ask them for a referral. And then finally, and I see this happening sometimes with some more seasoned entrepreneurs, there's sometimes the belief that I can't ask for a referral because they're not going to want to share my work with others because it's too expensive. So these are just some fears and beliefs to get you thinking. And I want you to take a moment right now and just ask yourself, assess for yourself, what is your fear or limiting belief when it comes to asking for referral generation? What is the fear, the belief that has been standing in your way? And how has it affected you and your business up until now? What have you stopped yourself from doing? Or what have you done because of this fear, this limiting belief around asking for referrals? So just take a moment with that. It might be one of the things that I mentioned, or it might be something else for you. So let's take this a step further. Now that you've identified a fear or a belief that has been standing in your way of asking for referrals or asking for more referrals if you've already been doing it, I want to give you an opportunity to understand this fear, this belief, just a little more deeply. Because again, the more that we can really bring this fear out of your blind spot, then the more able you're going to be to befriend the fear, to make friends with it so that you can, it doesn't have to be so strong and you can move past it. So we're going to do just a short meditation, a short visualization for you to be able to learn more for yourself. So I invite you to close your eyes. And if you've never done visualization before, no worries. I'm going to lead you through this step by step. So I invite you to close your eyes. Feel your seat beneath you. And just let some of your energy sink downward into where you're making connection with your seat. So that you feel a little more grounded, a little more connected to the earth. And then begin to focus in on your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, breathe through the heart into the belly and open up. As you exhale, let go. Breathing through the heart into the belly, taking in exactly what you need as you inhale. Taking in life, taking in the life force, and then exhaling and letting go. And with each breath, I invite you to connect more deeply to your body and to your inner wisdom. That wisdom that is just innately inside of you at all times and at all moments. And with the next breath, I invite you to call to your mind's eye an image of whatever your fear or your belief is in human form. So whatever that fear or belief that you identified for yourself was, ask it to come to you in human form. And as this fear or this limiting belief approaches you, begin to see the details of it. It might take a couple moments, and that's okay. But notice how this one looks. Is this one young or old, this fear? What does it look like? Notice how this one, this fear, wears his or her hair. Notice what clothing it wears. Notice the expression on his or her face. As you breathe, just connect with this one more and more deeply. Notice how this one holds his or her body. Is she standing up straight? Or is she hunched over? And just see if you can take in as many details as you can around this fear or this belief that has been standing in your way of making referrals. I really invite you to connect with this one, and this is part of befriending it, I really invite you to connect deeply with this one. So continue to look and really connect with this one through the eyes. So let him or her see you and see that you're seeing him or her. Really connect through the eyes. And if you can, I invite you to connect through the touch as well. So take this one's hands in yours and really connect through the hands. Maybe you even can begin to breathe with this one together so that you're really deeply connecting with this fear, this belief. And you're going to ask this one a couple of questions. I'm going to tell you what to ask them and just see what answers come up. Sometimes the you'll hear the answers, sometimes you'll see them, sometimes you'll just get a sense of them. The first thing I want you to ask this fear or this belief in human form is, what role do you play in my life and my business? What role do you play in my life and in my business? And the next question, you can ask this one, take another deep breath. With the fear, connect even more deeply. How do you show up in my business? How do you show up in my business? And take in whatever information you get there. And then the next question to ask this one is, what event or series of events brought you into being? What event or series of events brought you into being? And just see if this one has an answer for that. And then taking another deep breath in and out, connecting even more deeply if you can with this one. I want you to ask it, who have you modeled yourself on? Who is it in my life that you have modeled yourself on? Who is it that I am paying homage to or trying to stay connected to through carrying you, right? You're asking this to the fear. Who have they modeled themselves on in your life? And then I want you to ask this one what their real, deep, and loving wisdom or message for you is. So this fear, this belief actually has a deep, powerful, and loving message for you. I want you to ask this one what it is. What is it that he or she really wants you to know? from there, you can just thank this one for making itself known today and for bringing you the wisdom that it did, and thank it however you want. You can give it a hug or whatever it is. And then you can just let it fade into the distance. And taking a nice deep breath in. And then as you exhale, opening your eyes. And take a moment right now to just jot down any notes or any takeaways from that visualization that are important for you. So what are the pieces that you want to remember? Just take a moment to jot that down for yourself. And I highly encourage you to return to this visualization often and when you can. The process of befriending your fear, usually it takes time to really cultivate that relationship with your fear, to begin to turn it around. So we're making headway today, but this is a repeatable process that you can use, and you'll all be receiving the recordings from the day today, so you can always just go back to the recording and move through it yourself. But for now, I want to take you to the next piece of the cultivating the referral mindset process, and that's, you know, now that you've really become aware of a big block that has been standing in your way, and you've really learned more about it, and you've learned from it, I want you to get really clear for yourself on why it would be a win-win-win situation for someone to make a referral to you. So in other words, if you had someone make a referral to you, when I say win-win-win, I mean, why would it be a win for you? Why would it be a win for the person making the referral? And why would it be a win for the prospect coming in, the referee, I guess you call it. So I want you to write down at least 5 reasons, if not 10 right now, on why it would be a win-win-win situation for someone in your community to make a referral to you. And the purpose of this exercise is, and again, no matter where you're at in your business, no matter where your confidence level is, for you to cultivate even deeper value in yourself and in your work so that you can really make a powerful referral. So I want you to take this exercise seriously. Just take a couple moments with yourself and really, why would it just be an amazing thing for everybody involved to make a referral to you? What are folks going to get from it? Take about a minute for that. Okay, so before we move on from this inner work, whenever I do inner work, I always love to hear from one or two voices about what you really got from it, what your takeaway is, what you're seeing, what you're learning. I think it's so important just to help all of us even go deeper with it, to hear some voices around it. So I'd love to hear just one or two shares around what you're really seeing for yourself so far when it comes to cultivating the referral mindset and when it comes to your fears and your beliefs. So it's star 2 to raise your hand. What are you seeing for yourself?
Anna, what?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Sarah Olin.
Hi, Sarah. What are you seeing for yourself?
It was interesting when you were listing the common fears. Not in all, but in most, I saw a little bit or like some truth in all of that for myself. Like, you know, and with different people, sort of different, I assign different things to them. Like, oh, my friends, you know, like, you know, that sort of like old voice, I just can't get supported, or I'm needy, I'm too much, you know, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of value there for me and kind of like really like knowing it, but really becoming more aware and conscious of it and getting curious about what that actually is, you know?
Yeah, good, good. Are you able to see how it's been standing in your way?
Oh, yeah, and it's totally, you know, where I stop. So, you know, I'll only, like, I'll make it very broad and sweeping instead of specific, like, you know, oh, if you know anyone who may this, you know, like, instead of, like, really having a conversation about it, kind of a slip last-minute thing.
Yeah, yeah, good, good. I'm really glad to hear how aware you are of it. And as you're talking, you know, I want to share with you and with everyone, this goes without saying, but I think it's just so important to say, is just because you believe it or just because it's been a fear doesn't mean that it's real and doesn't mean that it has to stand in your way. And it sounds like you're really beginning to see that. Really clearly today. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming forward, Sarah. I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay, I'm going to take one more share. There's a whole queue here, but I'm going to take one more. Hello? It looks like this is Melissa S.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm just, yeah, this exercise is really powerful. My fear came to me as like a little girl version of me, essentially. And I literally like right away picked her up and was just like kissing her cheeks. Mm-hmm. And what was so clear was that was really what that part of me wants and was protecting me from was trying to get from me was safety and love and security, and this like, but there was this affection piece that was really interesting. And so the wisdom that came forth was really like the whole idea of what I've been longing for in having a referral-based business was because like I want to feel well-held and supported. And so it was really powerful to see that the block was actually the desire, like it was the same, the fear wanted the same thing as what I want, essentially, and was just trying to keep me really safe and really small for fear that actually being bolder. So for me, it was the being too much or the creating, oh, she's annoying, gosh, why is she asking this, that stuff. And so the fear was like that act is going to block me from like having that affection and that love from my clients. So it was really powerful. And of course, to know that like I'm really the reason why I make referrals for others is because I believe in transformation and want to spread transformation in the world in powerful ways. And I do that through my work. So, you know, this is just blocking me from being able to be truly powerful. So it's interesting to note that and to just see that there's an opportunity for me to also practice the self-love that I help other people really, really create for themselves, and asking myself, like, how can I be, like, well-held and feel nurtured while being powerful and asking for referrals and letting myself open to receive, because that's really what I want. So thank you for that. It was really, really cool and powerful.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And there's so much in what you just shared, Melissa. And I want to just pull out two of the pieces. There's so many pieces we could pull out here, but I want to pull out two that feel really important to me. And one is You're talking about how you could really see through this work that we're doing that the fear is actually there to protect you and to keep you safe. And that is so common for so many people when it comes to your fear. I have a feeling that there are a lot of other women on the line today as we move through this visualization that you could really see that. So I want everybody to know that, that oftentimes, like really most of the time, your fear isn't there to hurt you. It's there because it wants to keep a part of you safe. You know, in Melissa's case, it was her little girl, right? But here's the thing. Most of the time, these fears were created when we couldn't protect ourselves, when we weren't mature enough or strong enough or confident enough to protect ourselves. And so the fear came in, the fear, you know, we created the fear in a way as that self-protection mechanism. But what I want to really point out is for most of us, I'm going to guess everybody on the line today, we can take care of ourselves now. We've moved beyond that, but it's just that the fear is still there. The fear is still lingering. It hasn't been told. The fear literally hasn't been told by us that it doesn't need to protect us so fiercely anymore, that we can take a little heartbreak, that we can take vulnerability, that we're not going to fall apart. So I think that's a piece of what you were really seeing there, Melissa. And the other piece that I want to pull out is, you know, you're sharing that when you were looking at, you know, why you make referrals, one of the reasons is that because you want to create powerful transformation in the world. You do that also through your work, but that's one of the reasons why you make referrals. That's great languaging. You know, as we move into creating your campaign, that's some great languaging that you might want to use. Because your people probably want to make referrals to you because they're interested in creating powerful transformation in the world as well. And one way they can do that is by referring people to work with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Beautiful. Okay, great. So let's move on. And I want to talk about who makes the best referrals. So we're starting to move into beginning to look at your community now and to look at who really makes the best referrals. And there are a couple of types of people who really make great referrals. So the first are current clients. Whenever you look to ask for referrals and create a referral campaign like we'll be doing today, one of the first places you want to look is to your current clients. Your current clients know you, love you, they love your work, they trust your work, and they are oftentimes going to be, not always, but oftentimes, they're going to be your biggest advocates. So current clients make great referrals. Past clients. So just because somebody isn't working with you anymore doesn't mean that they don't respect your work and have found a lot of value in it. Again, you know, because they have had that close connection with you and your work, past clients are just great, great folks to ask for referrals. Another category of people that you want to be thinking about and looking at when it comes to asking for referrals are colleagues and what I would call strategic partners or referral partners. So what that means are colleagues, so anyone that you work with. Somebody doesn't need to have experienced your work directly to make a good and powerful referral for you. If they've experienced you as a person, if they've gotten to know you and your energy, they can still make a really strong and powerful referral for you. So anyone that you are in some kind of networking group with or masterminding group with, or, you know, maybe someone you went to school with to train to do the work that you do now, a mentor, right? All of these people, even though they may not have worked with you personally, they know you. So colleagues, and then referral partners or strategic partners. And what I mean by that are folks that maybe don't know you so well yet, but that you're willing to cultivate connections with, or you have already cultivated connections with. So maybe it's, let's say you're a massage therapist. Maybe you've cultivated relationships with yoga instructors in town. That could make really great referrals for you. They'd be a great referral partner. Or if you're a massage therapist, maybe you've cultivated relationships with psychotherapists in town that could make really good referrals to you because they have clients that would be your ideal client that could really benefit from working with you. And then the last category of who can make good referrals, this isn't always the case, so but it can be, and that's friends. So I'll just share with you all that even though I, you know, as I shared earlier in the training, my business has just flourished from referrals, I'll share with you all that none of them have been made by friends of mine. And in the first year or two of my business, I was really angry and kind of hurt and insulted by that. Like, oh my gosh, my friends know that I just started a business and don't they think highly enough of me to make referrals? And in retrospect, I can see I didn't really know how to ask for referrals back then, so I think that was a piece of it. But the other piece, I think, is that I never really educated them well in what I do. And while I love my friends and they love me, they don't really, you know, if I really am honest about it, they aren't in communities. They don't really know other people that would be a good match for the work that I do. Now, that's just my case, but for you, it might be different. You might have some friends that are in great communities that contain your ideal client. And if that's the case for you, and a lot of times, particularly if you're just starting out in your business, it is a really great idea to reach out to friends for referrals. So as we move into beginning to create your campaign, I want you to really consider these four categories: current clients, past clients. I guess it's actually five categories: current clients, past clients, colleagues, strategic or referral partners, other professionals in your field, and friends. And as we're getting ready for the first get it done chunk of the day, what I'm going to be asking you to do, we're going to have a little time off, and what I'm going to be asking you to do is to make a list of people from these five categories that you can reach out to. I'm not asking you to reach out to them yet. We're going to take it step by step. But what I want you to actually do is go through your Rolodex, go through your email lists, go through your contact lists, and I want you to literally make a list of current clients, past clients, colleagues, referral partners, or friends that you can invite to make referrals for you. Now, there's a couple things that I want you to think about and consider as you do this. The first is it can be really helpful to do some quick statistics for yourself. So to look at your clients, the clients that you have had, you know, any time in the last 3 years, let's say, or even beyond, but, you know, generally I think you want to take a look at the last 3 years, take a look at clients you have had or prospects you have had, and see where those clients or prospects have come from. How did they find out about you? How did they get to you? The reason why it can be really valuable to do this as you make your list of people to reach out to is that you might begin to see that a whole bunch of clients or prospects have already come from referrals. And if they have, you want to make special note of who they've come to. Because if there are folks in your life, if there are people in your life that have already made referrals, not only do we want to make sure they get on your list that you're making during homework right now, but we want to give them some extra special treatment, right? They have already been really successful at making good referrals to you, referrals that have turned into prospect conversations or even clients. And so we know that these are kind of like golden folks, right? So do some statistics. And the other thing is, I heard from a lot of you in your pre-homework assignment that you haven't been keeping very good track of your databases. You haven't been keeping good, you don't even know who you've got in your community. And that is certainly a project to get organized and systematized with people's information and their, you know, phone numbers and their email addresses and all that. And you do want that, you know, as we move forward and you create, you know, more ease in terms of generating referrals, you do want to have a past client list of past clients who you know you want to ask for referrals, and you do want to have a colleague referral list. So whenever you do campaigns, you can just easily go to those people. So we don't have time for that today because that could literally be just in and of itself a two-day project. But I want you to use this first homework chunk as you make your list of referrals to begin to get organized there, to begin to create that database. You might be going through email lists or little pieces of paper that you've collected. It's okay. Take this as an opportunity to begin to get organized. So before I let you all go, I'm going to give you some time for this first get it done chunk to make a list of folks that you would like to reach out to. And let me just say, I want to give everybody on this call the challenge, this is my coach's challenge to you, of finding at least 20, if not 50, or more people to put on this list that you are willing to get in touch with around referrals, right? So at least 20, if not 50 or more. But before I release you, I want to open up for Q&A and see if there are any questions on what we've covered so far or any other shares around what we've looked at in this first module. So I'm just clearing, I'm not so great with technology here. I'm just clearing the queue from before. So it's star two. If you've got any questions or any other reflections. Okay. So I've taken somebody off mute. Last four numbers are 5523 of your phone. Hello? Are you there?
Hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Who is there?
Great. Hi. It's Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. When you were going through the list of why we think that people won't make referrals or fears, et cetera, of that, there's something that I work with people in dating and relationships and stuff. And sometimes people are, like, I've heard them say this, and then I maybe take this on too big, but they're nervous to let other people know that they're seeing me.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
What do you do with that?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a coach.
You're a coach. Okay. I hear it a lot from therapists, but also from coaches. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you're bringing it up. And it can be a form of resistance or either a fear on your part or a form of resistance. for the person that you ask. You know, they don't want other people to know that they're working with a coach. And I love that you're bringing this question up, Christina, because what I find to be most effective when there is resistance in anything when it comes up with a client or a prospect is I've got like a three-step process for dealing with resistance that I'll share with you right now. So resistance is only fear, right? So the first thing that you want to do with resistance, just like in this befriend your fear process that we've gone through, is you want to help call it out for your client. So you actually, you know, want to, if they haven't said it themselves, you want to say, you know, or just ask them, you know, are you scared to let other people know that you're working with me, right? So number one is just calling it out, acknowledging it, bringing it out of that dark blind spot place. The second part to the process is to normalize the fear, right? So you might say to your client, I totally hear you. It's not uncommon for some people to feel a little sheepish about working with a coach, you know, because we're looking at personal stuff. So, and I've seen this happen before, so there's nothing strange or, you know, wrong for you with you feeling this way. So step number two is to normalize it, because you don't want them to go into like even more shame or weirdness around the resistance. And then the third step, so once you've acknowledged it and then normalized it, then the third step is to lead them around it, to give them solutions or ideas around it. So in this case, it might literally be something like, you know, are there parts of our process that you feel really proud of that you would love for other people to know about? Would you be willing to be seen in that? You know, maybe it's that they just don't want to share all of their process, but maybe it's pieces of it, right? Or it might be something else, but you want to find solutions to help walk them around it. Is that helpful?
That's awesome. Thank you.
Great.
That's great.
You're welcome. Great question. Okay, let's see who's next. Last four numbers, 2862. Are you there? You're off mute.
Yep, sorry.
Great, who is that?
Am I here? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How can I help you?
So, let me scroll back up on my notes here. You had gone through the win-win-win, which I love that idea, and you'd said, you know, come up with 5 or 10 ways to do that, and I can think of, you know, kind of one. And it went past so quickly, I was curious whether you or other people had some ideas, because I'm really open to hearing other win-win-wins other than, you know, I get business, the referee gets what he or she needs, and the referrer gets kind of gratitude and cred from both sides. But aside from that kind of clear one, I can't think of more than one. So 5 or 10 was stymieing me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you're asking it. I did move a little quickly through that one. So what I actually want you to do is go even deeper, particularly for the person that would end up working with you. So what kind of work do you do, Catherine?
I do interior design consultation.
Beautiful. So if you have someone that gets referred to you, they start working with you, what is it that they're really going to get from working with you?
What they get is a more comfortable, more beautiful home that, for me, home is really like a big psychological thing. And so the feeling of coming home to your nest, to your special place that really reflects and embodies who you are. Being able to come home to a space that's beautiful and clean and organized and reflects back at you those things about yourself that you love, that's what I want to bring to my clients.
Beautiful. And when you partner with a client in that way and they really get this definition of home and this home that really reflects who they are, what's the ripple effect in their life? What do they really get from it, even beyond this home that reflects them? What's the for them?
Yeah, I guess thinking about that, they get a place to sort of work from their center, from there, so they can, if they have a place that they can come home to it's a place where they can let down and be themselves and relax, really. It means that they then can have more to bring out to the world because they're not in this either cluttered environment or a hectic environment or environment that doesn't fit with them.
Beautiful. So what I'm really hearing, in there, Catherine, is when someone works with you, not only do they get a beautiful home that reflects them, but they get to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
They get to feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing is maybe that helps create more harmonious relationships
mm-hmm.
in their life and in their home. My guess mm-hmm. is that they bring that attitude to work. It actually helps them be more successful at work
mm-hmm.
when they're coming from a grounded place.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they're healthier because they're more
mm-hmm.
calm all the time. Right, we could go on and on and on, right?
Right.
That's mm-hmm. what I was looking for you to be able to just claim the deep
mm-hmm.
value in your work and why it's like a no-brainer for somebody to want to make a referral to you, because whoever they refer to you is going to have the opportunity to really get some of these things that we're looking at right now.
Okay.
Is that
mm-hmm.
helpful?
That does, yes, thank you.
Beautiful. And then so some of what we just looked at, Catherine, just so you know, we want to bring that literally, like I was sharing with Melissa, we've got some good copy for you already here
mm-hmm.
for your referral
mm-hmm.
campaign. Can you see how that's starting to form when we
mm-hmm.
want to just tell people about working with you and why that's so valuable?
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful. I think we have time for one more question. Hello? Last four numbers, 5996.
Oh, hey, Joanna. It's Lorna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. My question was around the common fears. The last one that you brought up about they won't want to share it because I'm too expensive, my services are too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a little twist on that, and I'm just wondering if maybe we'll get to it later or you can address it right now. But part of that, I think it's more for me that I'm worried about how they'll say it. Like they'll say, oh, you know, you should work with Lorna. She's really good, but, you know, she's really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad you're bringing it up. This is,
yeah.
this is the two things that I hear about this is either what you're saying or clients that you have that you've actually raised your rates, but because you're working with clients for so long, they might be with lower rates. And I hear a lot of people get referred at their lower rates than at their higher rates.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But for the issue that you're bringing up, Lorna, so it's, you know, Lorna's so great. Like, you get so much from working with her, but, you know, wow, like, her rates are really high. So we are going to talk about this more later on, but for now, what I'll share is part of creating a really powerful referral environment is to educate your referrers. And educating your referrers does not just mean educating them about your work, but it also really means addressing these pieces and giving them language to use around it. So similar to what I was sharing earlier, you know, a piece of this is around resistance, right, that you might want to really address. But then another piece of it is to say, you know, when you're making your invitations or having conversations with your referrers, you know, you can say to them, every now and again when somebody refers me, I have heard that this is what they say. And because of it, I really want to address this. And I know it can be so common when you make a referral to be scared that, you know, you're making the referral, but you want to let the person know it's really high rates or, you know, whatever it is. And you can then what you can just say is, you know, I just want to remind you that I have a number of different offerings and ways of stepping into working with me. And even more importantly, what I have really learned and what I have really found is that it's so important to let the individual decide for themselves what investment they want to make and what expensive even means to them. And I know that you really want to both help me and help this person by making the referral. So, you know, I would ask you to really just let them make their own mind up about it. Don't worry about them or take responsibility for that piece. And you can even make a joke, you know, you could say like it's no strings attached, you know, I'm not going to like hold them by the foot if they decide that it's too expensive or they don't want to work with me. It's really okay. I'm just so grateful that you're making the referral. What are you hearing in that, Lorna, that's helpful for you?
Well, I'm hearing that a reminder that actually clients, they are interested and excited about referring, but that they need help with languaging it so that it's appropriate to kind of go down that road with them a little bit. And that, as you know, I've done work with myself to understand that everybody has a different story about money, and I can't assume that what's expensive for one person is expensive for another, or no go or whatever. And so just to remember that we're all humans and we all kind of have that.
Yeah.
And to maybe come out of my fear about it a little bit and help them deal with their own fear about it.
That's what I'm really hearing here, Lorna. I think you just hit it on the head. And then just the one other piece I'll add is if it's a client that's making the referral, you know, you could say to them, like, imagine if someone made the referral to you, but they said to you beforehand, oh, but Lorna's kind of expensive, then we maybe would have never worked together because that may have been enough to stop you in your tracks and you never would have received, you know, and you can just talk to them about what they've received from you.
Okay.
So put them in that position as well. It may really help them see how, you know, what they're doing there. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like, too, that it's a little bit of a thing in our culture to, you know, to qualify stuff that something's really expensive or I don't know what it is. I'm interested in kind of exploring that a little bit in my own head.
Yeah. I think that's an important question. And then, again, like what's so important there is for you to educate, and we will talk more about that, to educate the people that you're asking to make referrals for you.
Yeah.
Great question.
Okay. Thank you. That's some useful tips. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay, on my clock, it is 12:22 Eastern time. I'm going to give you 18 minutes to make your list of referrals. So let's meet back on this line at 12:40. I know there were some other questions, so I'm gonna be back here at 12:35, and just from 12:35 to 12:40, if there are any other questions that I can answer on this first module, I'm happy to do so. But in terms of moving into module two, which is creating powerful referral opportunities and invitations, we will begin at 12:40 Eastern. So enjoy making your list of referrals, and I'll see you all in about 18 minutes. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.